Weather conditions across the Midwest today will continue to be mostly favorable. In fact, for the majority of this work week, we're not expecting to see much in the way of adverse weather for the region. With that said, though, we will have a couple of weather disturbances passing through the region. The first one is not expected to have much meat to it. We'll see a little bit of precipitation, but it's going to be mostly brief and light, and it will pass through the area during the middle part of the week. The majority of the precipitation that's expected to come with that will occur as rain because we are so warm across the region right now, and that will continue to be the case as we move out through the second half of this week as well. Even though a slight bit of cooling may occur in the Great Lakes region behind this first little disturbance. This first disturbance will come into the western Corn Belt sometime here tomorrow. We'll look for precipitation totals to run up to 0.15 inches in some locations. It will be an erratically poor distributed rain event, and it will move eastward fairly steadily so that when we go from Tuesday night into Wednesday, the system will bring moisture into parts of Illinois and Wisconsin and on into portions of Indiana and Michigan as well. And finally, on Wednesday evening, we'll probably see precipitation ending in portions of Ohio after a brief bout of moisture. The precipitation event in all cases will be no more than 0.25 inches, so slightly greater amounts of moisture may occur to the east of the western Corn Belt, but we don't expect to see this end up with any kind of significant impact on our soil profile. As we go forward into the latter part of this week, another disturbance will come into the western Corn Belt. That one will become a little bit more of a significant feature for the uppermost parts of the Midwest. A little rain and snow both will occur across Minnesota, portions of Wisconsin, and ultimately into Michigan, but it will fall apart as it moves further to the east. And that's because a new storm system of larger size in the plains will likely start to rob the energy from the atmosphere from this second event. And so the third event, the one that's going to start to evolve over the Friday-Saturday time period, will become the week's most significant precipitation event. Storm system will likely come together as we get into the Friday night and Saturday time period and push moisture across a big part of the Midwest, but favoring the Mississippi River Basin area and points to the east into parts of Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. There has been a little bit of a drying tendency in some of the eastern Midwest here recently, and so this precipitation event might help to fix some of that. You don't expect the moisture to be all that impressive, but maybe a couple tenths to 0.75 inches, and something locally more might occur with this event. The atmosphere will continue to be more excited as we move through the week next week, and additional storminess will likely occur with a couple of other storm systems expected to bring widespread precipitation across the region as we move through mid-month and perhaps out to around the 21st or 22nd. The temperature bias across the region this week is going to continue to be warmer than normal. We'll look for afternoon highs today and tomorrow running mostly in the 40s and 50s across the northern parts of the region. And we'll see some 60-degree readings coming up tomorrow afternoon from parts of southern Nebraska into Missouri and Kansas, maybe even a few spots in southern Illinois. The warmer air will continue to hang out in mostly those same areas as we move through the end of this week, but it will get warmer in the eastern Midwest as we get into Friday and Saturday ahead of that larger storm system, and we'll see a sharper temperature contrast building across the area with 20s and 30s for highs in the Dakotas and Minnesota as we get into Saturday, while 60 and maybe some 70-degree temperatures occur in the eastern Midwest. Low temperatures at night most of this week will run mostly 20s and 30s, with some 40s and perhaps lower 50s just ahead of the bigger storm. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.